I'll try to go ahead and see if I can't finish up this tape and get it off to you today. I received it yesterday. We went to Quang Tri yesterday, and I didn't get back here till about 8:30, and by the time I got something to eat and got in my shower, it was a quarter till 10. I went ahead and listened to it last night, and then had to get up at 5 this morning and went down to Marble, or down to Da Nang. And we worked some resupply down there in a big troop lift. And then we got back here about 1 o'clock. So right now it's about 4:30, and I'm working my way through this tape. Well, you mentioned something about the packages that you mailed on the 19th. You should have told me earlier, because I've already received some of them, I think. I don't know which ones you sent on the 19th, so I couldn't tell you, but I have gotten a couple of packages the last, I believe it was about 3 days ago. I should be getting some more, evidently, because I never did get the one that had the picture of little Jimmy in it. I never have been over to Zyder Z's. You mentioned you went over there and ate some fish or something. I never have been over there, but you can bet I'll go whenever I get back. Sounds like Betty Douglas and Janet have a little competition going there. The S's and the J's. That's the way they want it, so let's don't knock it. And I'm sure that's the way they want it, or they wouldn't have started it, but they may have asked for a little more there than they thought they were, but I think it's real cute that the way they've done it. You mentioned something about Gary Dean McLaughlin being in Saigon and his decision to make the military a career. Evidently, he's not doing as much as we are up here getting shot at like we are. He wouldn't be considering making it a career, I'm sure. But I'm sure the military is cut out for some people as a career, and it's a good deal that it is, but it's not for this old boy, I tell you for sure. I don't want you to get me wrong, but I'm over here to do a job, and I feel like that I'm doing my job, and I'm getting my 5 years in. Well, I feel like I'll be getting out. And if everybody put in their 5 years, I don't see why that the military couldn't operate as efficient as it needs to. Sounds like Raymond Torres should be doing all right getting all the packages. Maybe he's getting nearly as many as I am. You mentioned that you didn't know where he was, that you did get a letter from him. Well, I wrote him, as you know, and I got a letter back from him. And he's just up the road here from me. He's at a place called GLE. It's a place that's an artillery position. We have to call GLE artillery every time we go north to get clearance up there so that we won't fly through one of their fire missions. Gunnison, Colorado sound like a pretty popular place with all the Loafmans and the Johnsons. I'd like to be up there with them, catching all the good fish and helping them eat them. The telegram deal over at Hereford sounds real good, and you'll have to get over there and try it sometime. It'd been a little better if you'd have just sent one without telling me, but that's all right. I'll be glad to get it whenever you do get to send it. Sound like Chanel's turning into be a real house ape, climbing all over things, but I wouldn't knock it. It's good that she's active the way she is. Sorry to hear that Shane's sick. I guess he's all well and back up kicking around by now, giving everybody a hard time. I'd like to be over there. I'd give him a hard time right back. We seem to hit it off pretty good whenever I was there, and I'm sure we will when I get back. Sorry you haven't heard from Kay. I guess you probably heard from her by now, and I hope that y'all are calling at least once a week, because I usually get a letter off to Kay every day, and so she hears quite often about your radio station. Too bad that they did change hands and you're having trouble getting local news out of there. But maybe it'll all get straightened out in the future, and you'll get everything straightened out so you can get your little local news there. I guess you haven't heard from Jim and Cheryl lately. I'm glad they did get by to listen to the tape. Sounds like Daddy's having a pretty rough time out at the place with all the beet digger business going on and the shuffling around. I guess I hope the new foreman's turning out all right. I'm sure that he will. Sounds like he had a lot of experience. I hope you got to make your trip up to Red River and possibly on up into Colorado to see the folks up there. I wish you could go more often. It sounds like if you did get to go, you were in for a real good treat with all the pretty scenery going on up in there this time of the year. I'm sorry that you haven't heard anything from the burglary. Sure wish they could catch those people and at least get some of your money back anyway. And too bad you didn't have insurance out to cover all that did get swiped. Sounds like James Proctor's having a pretty rough time, or did have, while the women were up at Red River cooking for all those kids. Always. Well, I was real glad to hear that old Chester made it over to see y'all. Y'all ought to try to get over and see him sometime, and you never did tell me whether you found him a dog or not. I guess he probably has by now.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Sneed. This is one of Gary's hooch mates. He's being a good boy over here, and you'd be real proud of him. We'll see you now.
I guess you find that hard to believe, but they just come in through here, and he wanted to say something to you, so I put him on. I guess D.C.'s doing pretty good with his combine sales out down there at the green place. And you may be right, you may have to paint some of that red stuff yellow in order to sell it, or some of that red stuff green. Sounds like the parts department's doing all right. I guess if it wasn't for the parts department, that you'd have a pretty hard time making a go of it. Sounds like Clyde's having a pretty rough time now working on his bowl puller and getting ready for harvest of all the cotton. He always seems to make a pretty good haul come cotton picking time with his bowl puller. I guess he makes nearly as much money from that old bowl puller as they do with the beet diggers, or even a combine doing custom work for the other people around the area. And, never did tell me how the kite flying come out with fixing up the kite for the kids. It's always interesting to watch the kids go out and fly the kites, and I enjoy it just about as much as the kids do. It was real cute about Shay coming in hollering to Clyde that she was sorry. She'd spilled the milk, and she knew she better do something right quick or she's gonna get it. About the Shelton, Miss Shelton, coming over and telling you about the scrapbook. Kay and I have already gotten started on a scrapbook, and we're keeping a lot of newspaper clippings. I've cut out a lot of newspaper clippings over here, and I'll be keeping them and sending them to her. And if you want to, you can cut out the articles in the local paper about maybe the different operations up around the DMZ, around Stud and Vandergrift and Kayson up in there, because we'll be working all of those operations up in there, and they'll be real interesting to me whenever I get back, and we can put them in our scrapbook. And also all the pictures that you can get together, I'll send to you. You can keep them. We can put them in the scrapbook also. And I will try to send you another 25-cent piece MPC. You mentioned something about the tape cartridge that Judy Cummings has. Now, if you go and get one of those cartridge tapes, well, it's not going to work on my tape recorder. There's no way it can work, and you have to have a special tape recorder for those cartridge tapes, so I don't think that would be too smart a thing to do. It's really not that big a problem to thread these things. If you work at it, I don't know, you have to get your own system there as to threading these different tapes. Maybe you can put a piece of tape on the end of it, lay it down in the reel, and get your pencil stick down in there and press it down, and that would beat threading it through that little hole on the tape. I don't know, you have to improvise and figure out some way there, make it easy for you to thread the tape, or some way just to get it to stick on there. I don't know what it takes, but you can work it out. I think it'd be a lot better than me having to buy another tape recorder over here for it, in order to play the cartridge tapes. Sounds like Daddy's having a few problems with these being on the city council down there. If they could send about half of those people over here for about a month, I don't think they'd ever complain of any problems anymore. Sounds like Miss Roberts is really getting involved with her kiddos. And about old Tommy, I guess she probably thinks he married her for the social life. I'm sure he does have a little social climber in him, but I'm sure that's not all. Oh yeah, that's the reason I married Kay too, so I could be a social climber. About the Jeep trip and all the big group that went up to Red River as a group, I wish y'all could have gone with them. I'm sure they had a real big time. You ought to try to make some of those group tours whenever they do get to go, and especially around this time of the year, because I'm sure it is real pretty up there and y'all would really enjoy it. Well, I'm glad you've finally decided that you're not going to push Daddy anymore, and you're just going to wait till he gets good and ready. I mean, good and ready, and you ain't going to take any more time trying to talk him into buying you a new house. I'm sure that it gets pretty disgusting sometimes living in a straw hooch with all the rain coming in and all the cold, and you're having to sweep out the dirt every day and all those problems, but maybe you can put up with it until you can get Daddy talked into buying you a new house, and all your problems will be over with maybe then. Well, I don't know what to say after that. Hope it didn't make you mad, but I do kind of get discouraged sometimes. Maybe it's because I am over here and see what these people do have, and then to have to listen to people complain about what they do have back in the States and always wanting something better, and to know that these people do have conditions that are so bad, and they're satisfied with what they have. And then it just seems like people get stuff they're always wanting more. I'm the same way, and I guess I always will, but I hope and I want y'all to help me to realize this whenever I do start complaining. But I think it'll be a little while before I do, after I do get home. But I guess you can always say, I told you so. But I want you to tell me, and I want you to tell me all my shortcomings. And I hope that I'll be able to realize these and be able to correct them. I'm far from perfect, and I make mistakes myself. And lots of people feel like they don't want people telling them about their mistakes. But I'm quite the contrary. I want you to tell me, and I'll do my best to correct them. And I love all of you very much, and I'm thinking about you every day, and really looking forward to the time whenever I can be back with you. It's seems like it's been a long time since I've been home. I guess after 6 months or have gone by. Well, it won't seem like the 6 months, but right now we're relatively busy. We're sending 4 men each week to Hong Kong, so that naturally throws a little extra load on all of us. And I've been flying every day now for about 2 weeks, so maybe I can get a day off here soon. Or we should be going to Hong Kong somewhere around the 1st of November, so we have that to look forward to. And it's just 7 days of flying every week. There's some days there that go by that you don't even know the date, and you'll look up on the over the door over the mess hall and see a little sign that says this is Sunday, and that's the only way you know what day of the week it is. But I love it.